CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Start your dinner on a happy note with good hot Campbell's beef noodle soup. Good things happen when you do. Conversation sparkles, the whole family joins in happy table talk as you dish up that good hot soup. A cheering appetizer that warms the way for the rest of your meal. It's nourishing good. Be sure you have your soup today. Campbell's beef noodle soup.
Oh, I tell you, this is one thing I'm going to miss when we get home.
What, dear?
All these magnificent views we've had from the various places we've stayed. Come on out here on the balcony, honey. Look at this. This beautiful panoramic view of the lights of Rome.
Oh, I know. I still think I like the view of the Bay of Naples the best, but this is beautiful. By day, of course, Rome is a much prettier city than Naples, I think.
Oh, yeah, all the fountains and statues and everything.
Oh, didn't tell you we were at the Fountain of Trevi today.
The what?
Fountain of Trevi. Don't you remember that movie? Long time ago, three coins in a fountain. We went to see it.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
No, you're supposed to toss in a coin, and that means you'll come back to Rome. Well, Betsy got bashful and wouldn't toss in one because people were looking at her, she said.
She wasn't so bad, I guess.
Kids are funny.
She's asleep now?
Yeah, sure. And Effie looked nice tonight, didn't she? She got all dressed up to go out to dinner with Mr. Whittaker, Ma. She really looked...
Yeah. Think we've got a really blooming romance on our hands?
No, I don't know. They certainly like each other. And even though Montana's quite a ways from where we live, Mr. Whittaker... certainly talks as though he's going to just drop in and visit us quite often. By the way, when do you think we will be going home?
Next week.
Oh?
I don't know what day exactly, but I'm winding up my business affairs here in Rome. I should say we might leave here Wednesday, possibly even Tuesday. I don't know. I'll have to check with the airline.
Uh-huh.
Oh, now,
yeah.
Which reminds me, I don't want to let things go until the last minute.
What do you mean?
I want you to get together all the important documents we'll need, your passport, your smallpox vaccination report that you'll need to get back into the United States, and... all the receipts from the articles that you've purchased in Europe. Well, we have to declare them.
Receipts?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, I think I've saved them. Don't look so wild-eyed, Sam.
You start looking for them right now.
This is Galen Drake. Say, would you like to know a modern, fast way to get temporary relief from minor rheumatic and arthritic pain? Well, just use new Minute Rub. You see, Minute Rub is greaseless, it won't stain, it smells good, it feels cool, and it works fast. And Minute Rub works fast without burning your skin. Now, as I told you, it's greaseless. Not like some of those old-fashioned, smelly, greasy things that used to rub off on your clothing and bed linen. New Minute Rub is the modern greaseless rub to help relieve minor rheumatic and arthritic pain. By the way, it's great for cold miseries and minor aches, too. New Minute Rub. Try it out, will you?
Here's a receipt for the perfume we bought in Paris. At least I think it is. Jacques Fouquet, 316 Rue Saint-Honoré. Well, I can't read the handwriting on the bill, and everything's in francs. I don't know if this is for the perfumer. Just a minute, dear. And can't you find it says one joy and two arpèges? That's right. Must be. Yes. This is the perfume Aunt Effie and I bought for presents, and it all comes to 28,960 francs.
Boy, I'm glad that's not dollars. What about all the things we bought in Florence? The little leather purses and the silver pins? Certainly you got receipts for them.
Well, yes, somewhere. I'm sure if I don't have them, probably Aunt Effie does. Now, don't worry about it.
I really am flabbergasted. The sort of scatterbrained attitude toward money that you've taken on this whole European trip. No kidding. Yeah. You who are so meticulous and such a good organizer, really, with a household budget.
Well, honey, when things are in pounds and shillings or francs or lira, you know, you just... get the feeling it isn't real.
Yeah, what's in this mess of papers?
Oh, look, darling, please. I'd appreciate if you just leave things alone, please. I mean, you just get me so nervous I can't find... find anything,
all right,
dear William.
All right, but by golly, you had better find everything and put all of them in one large envelope. So there
yeah,
to go.
All right. What's the trouble?
Oh, hello,
Effie.
Did you have a good time?
Where's Mr. Whitaker?
Yes, he went on back to his hotel. He said he'd pick us up early in the morning to drive out to those Etruscan excavations you wanted to see and we didn't the other day.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, where did they have dinner?
At a place called Capriccio's, I think. And Alvin ordered a small bottle of wine.
Oh.
Goodness, having a glass of wine with dinner just makes me feel so sophisticated. Of course, I do think it's rather extravagant, but Alvin said, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Boy, Alvin has such a wonderful sense of humor.
Yes, well, he does. Well, he's very nice. Did he say anything tonight? I mean, you know, important?
Well, he did say that the day he met us in Paris was certainly a red letter day in his life. Let me sort of squeeze my hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Look, I hate to break up this confidential girl talk, but I want to tell you too, Aunt Effie, to get together all the important papers you have and put them together so you have them in one place. Passport, smallpox vaccination report, and receipts from the things that you purchased in Europe.
Receipts?
Don't say it that way, Aunt Effie. It just sends shivers down his spine.
All right, now look, this is not amusing. We have to declare for the United States Customs the purchases that we've made in Europe and have the receipts in case they have to see them.
All right.
We must have receipts for everything.
Oh, that's what I said. He just got upset because he saw we'd saved a lot of things like menus from the hotel. No, we don't. Go on, dear. Go out in the balcony and smoke your pipe and look at the lights of Rome. And Aunt Effie and I will go through everything.
Well, I must say, I think we do have all the receipts.
Hand me that large brown envelope, will you?
Well, there's nothing in that, dear. I just went through it. Only some travel folders.
Oh, is that all?
Now, here's the receipt for the perfume we got in Paris. The things in Florence at the leather shop and the silver shop. And the receipt for the cashmere sweaters we bought in London. Those are all the big purchases we made. There seem to be some other receipts here for a lot of the smaller items.
Yes, that's fine.
Well, then what are you rushing around looking for so frantically? We have receipts for all the big purchases.
Yes, well, I'm not looking for receipts right now.
Well, what are you looking for? My goodness, dear. Your face is just white.
I can't find my passport.
Oh, dear. Oh, you must have it.
I don't have it. Where? It's not in my purse. It's not in my
purse. When did you last have it?
I don't know. I just can't even say.
Now, try to calm down.
He will kill me.
Oh, nonsense. He will not kill you.
He will kill me. What have we heard all through Europe? Hang on to your passport. What did we hear for months before we even left on the trip? When we get to Europe, don't lose your passport.
Yes.
Whatever else you do, even if you get lost yourself, don't lose your passport.
Yes,
that's all we
said. I know. He has been rather a bear on the subject.
Bear? He's going to be a man-eating tiger when he hears this.
Well, now, don't tell him until we've looked through everything. How about your coat pocket?
I looked there. I've looked in every pocket I have, even on my... It isn't in my purse, which is where I always keep it. In that zipper pocket, I keep it in that double...
It's not there?
No. I know that I had it in Naples. At least I must have, since you have to show it at hotels when you register. But I don't remember seeing it after we got the wrong
Here's mine in my purse, but I don't have yours. Where's Betsy's passport?
Well, he's got hers in his briefcase, I think.
Well, maybe he has yours, too. Why don't you go look? There. His briefcase is on the table in there. Go get it. He's out there in the balcony.
All right. I'll tiptoe in and just hope he doesn't catch me.
Oh, I wouldn't tiptoe. That would look funny if he turns around. Now just go in, sort of humming as though you were getting something else.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Pretend you're getting my sweater in the chair.
Yeah, all right. La-da-da-dee-dee.
What are you doing?
I was looking for that letter from your mother with a snapshot of Bobby. I wondered if you had it in your briefcase, dear.
Oh, I don't know. I may have. You can look. Uh-huh. Don't mess everything up.
No. I won't.
Shut the door. That was a close one. Here, let me help you look.
Papers, here. Two packs.
Two passports. His and Bessie's. Mine's not here.
Well, you'll have to tell
him. I just can't tell him.
You have to, dear. If we're flying home next week, there must be something you have to do about getting your new passport.
Something you have to do? You know what he's always said? If you lose your passport in Europe, there's a mountain of red tape to go through.
Well, you can't stay in Italy all your life. Now go out there and tell him.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. FBI statistics reveal that nearly one-third of all arrests involved young people under 25. Now, many factors are to blame. Chief among them is the lack of dependable family ties. Through worshiping together, a family may strengthen this relationship. Two, religious leaders can provide encouraging counsel and helpful guidance on family problems. Keep in mind, if you're a parent concerned with your children's present environment, parents who fail to provide a good part of that environment themselves force young people to seek one of their own. Your church or synagogue offers not only a place to worship, but the best possible social contacts your children can make. People who worship are usually the backbone of a community. All too frequently, little of this environment touches the members of roving street gangs, the juvenile delinquents of the community. Only by your own example can you help your children appreciate and benefit from all that organized worship has to offer. Go to your church or synagogue regularly. Show your children the way.
Oh, hi, Annie. Come on out and enjoy the view. Pull up a chair.
Well,
as a matter of fact, I was just about to come in and apologize for being so cross to you before.
Oh, that's all right, dear.
No, it is not. Isn't it at all?
Well,
hey, come on, reach out your hand here now. I'll hold it. You're always complaining I'm not romantic enough.
Well, honey, listen, dear.
Well, it's been a wonderful trip, hasn't it? Something we'll remember all our lives, you know that. In one way, it seems as though we've been gone for ages. On the other hand, it seems as though it was just yesterday that we were packing to leave.
Yes. Packing to leave. Remember how you used to say, now, whatever you do in Europe, don't lose your passport. You know?
Yeah.
Well,
thank heavens you didn't. Boy, I tell you, I have had nightmares thinking of what I'd have gone through with the American Embassy. You know that sometimes it takes weeks to get another passport?
Weeks?
Yeah, you'd have to write to Washington,
weeks.
And Washington writes back. Oh, look, let's not even talk about it. Please, just hang on to your passport 5 more days, huh?
Yes, well.
Honey, how about fixing us some coffee before we go to bed? We'll sit out here and have it, huh?
All right, dear.
Be
yes,
nice?
Sure.
Okay, you do that. Oh, tell Aunt Effie to come on out and join us, too.
All right, dear.
Somebody call me?
No, hon. I'm going to fix coffee. He wants you to join us on the balcony.
Well, now, you see, he didn't kill you.
I didn't tell him.
Oh.
I don't dare. I'm going down to the American Embassy here myself tomorrow. Do you know it sometimes takes weeks to get another passport?
Weeks? Why should it take weeks?
I don't know. That's what he just said. Well, you'd all have to go home without me. What would I live on? The embassy can't do that to me. Can they?
I don't know, dear. I guess you'll find out tomorrow.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart, thank you.